This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Now, across the nation, thanks to Australia's only LGBTI radio station, Joy 94.9, and Star Observer, your destination for queer news online and in print. This is QNN. Now, here's your host, Matthew Wade.
I'm Matthew Wade, and this is your QNN update. The Senate's Legal and Constitutional Affairs Committee has finally released its report into legislation put forth to remove discrimination exemptions applied to LGBTI students at faith-based schools. The report, which specifically reviewed Senator Penny Wong's bill to remove exemptions, was released late on Thursday afternoon, with the committee making just two recommendations. The first was that the bill and circulated amendments not be passed, and the second, that the bill, circulated amendments and all relevant matters be referred to the Australian Law Reform Commission for full and proper consideration. An 18-year-old man in Brisbane has been fined $450 for attempting to carry a bottle of Amyl, also known as poppers, into a Brisbane music festival. He appeared in court where he pleaded guilty to one count of possessing a restricted substance. He was fined $450, but no conviction was recorded. A Bond University doctor has been awarded a $75,000 grant to help support same-sex attracted older people living with dementia. Dr. Cindy Jones received the Dementia Australia Research Foundation Project Grant to work on facilitating inclusive and supportive care environments for older people, allowing those living with dementia to feel comfortable expressing their sexual preferences. The funding forms part of $1 million in grants that have been awarded to 17 groundbreaking projects in dementia research. The New South Wales government is reportedly likely to knock back a call to relax lockout laws for an extended period during this year's Mardi Gras. Independent member for Sydney Alex Greenwich and Liberal councillor Christine Forster have been pushing the New South Wales government to ease lockout restrictions for more than just one night this year. But last week it was reported that the state government is likely to reject this push and repeat last year's one-night relaxation of the laws. Jake Shears of the Scissor Sisters has been announced as the headline act of this year's Mardi Gras party, with Courtney Act, Handsome and the House of Slay among the acts confirmed for the night. Shears and Act joined previously announced performers Panao and Kim Petras on the bill for the event at Moore Park in Sydney on Saturday, March the 2nd. Former Prime Minister Tony Abbott has tried to claim credit for same-sex marriage again following a poll that shows him losing his seat of Warringah. Shortly after the postal survey results were announced in November 2017, Abbott went attempted to take credit for the result as his idea. And now Abbott has doubled down, saying that, "When all is said and done, I helped to make this thing happen." That was your QNN update. Now to Tanya with your sport report.
A British football club has become the first in history to wear an all-rainbow uniform. Other clubs have worn partial LGBT colours in the past, but Altrincham's gear has gone viral around the world as the first uniform to go full rainbow with all six colours of the Pride flag. The jersey worn against Bradford Park Avenue, which features the words "football versus homophobia," was auctioned off to raise money for the Proud Trust. West Indies cricketer Shannon Gabriel has been banned for four games for a homophobic comment he made to English cricketer Joe Root. During a recent test, Gabriel asked Root if he was smiling at him because he liked boys, and Root said there's nothing wrong with being gay. Gabriel accepted a four-game ban from the International Cricket Council and was fined 75% of his match fee for the remarks. He also wrote an apology to his teammates and English players, saying that he assumed the comments were just sporting banter and has learned his lesson. And finally, tennis legend Martina Navratilova says allowing trans women to take part in sport is insane and cheating. Navratilova came under scrutiny last December for complaining about trans rules in women's sport, but says now that she's done her research, her views have only strengthened. In a piece for the UK's Sunday Times, the 62-year-old says it's wrong that a man can become female, win everything, and then change his mind and reproduce again, and that trans activists are like tyrants, calling everyone who argues against them transphobic.
Thanks, Tanya. That's what's making news in the LGBTI community this week. The QNN team will be back here next week, or you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for QNN. I'm Matthew Wade.
QNN was recorded at Joy 94.9 in collaboration with Star Observer. Get your queer news and entertainment fix daily. Tune in to Joy 94.9 at joy.org.au or via our app.
and visit starobserver.com.au for up-to-date news and current affairs from a queer perspective. Distributed across the Community Radio Network with thanks to the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.